Hello.
Hi, I'm looking to speak with John.
That's me.
Sorry, yeah, John, my name is Ryan Chase. I'm calling you back from
Hey,
Greenwood,
Ryan.
Whiting. Hello there, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Fantastic. I guess you had some concerns about the marketing that we actually offer, so just jumped over the phone to see if I can maybe answer your concerns.
Well, I've just had a lot of bad experiences with people I've tried to use, so that's my concern.
Okay. So how many companies have you used earlier for marketing this book?
Well, a couple, and then I've had to fire both of them. They just weren't doing what they said, and I'm really discouraged by the process.
Okay. What was the issue? They weren't able to bring in sales, or what was the problem that you were
They didn't
seeing?
even get that far. I wasn't convinced they even read the book. I mean, they were giving me these ridiculous plans, that didn't amount to anything. Nothing was getting done. So.
Okay, this is something new I've heard. I've came across with firms which do offer services, but their services are not up to the mark. So I've seen clients going here and there, but you're telling me something very new. They never performed marketing for you and gave you certain plans which weren't making sense.
Correct. I could just tell they were amateurish and it was, just a bunch of BS.
Okay, all right, not an issue. I can understand
I'm
that.
a graphic design and marketing manager, so I mean I'm familiar with, a lot of the process and I've done a lot of it. I don't have time to do this project, so that's I'm trying to hand it off to somebody.
That makes complete sense. That makes complete sense, sir. And yes, you did tell us that you are a graphic designer earlier and you know how you have been
Right.
doing. So yes, I was looking at the book. You have actually forwarded over the email. That's Bar Tales. I guess that's the first book that we're looking at. Okay. Now, you've not started any publishing process for this, or is this book published anywhere so far?
Well, I want to do a whole pre-launch campaign. I don't just want to publish it.
Oh, all right. That's great. That's fantastic. So,
Right.
this book, you have the
I mean,
book.
the publishing is the easy part. I mean,
Absolutely. That's
that's
how
just the beginning of it.
it is. That's how it is. Well, this is great that you're looking at pre-release marketing because this is one of the best tactics that we normally recommend to new author. So, you're already on it. So, I would say that you're going in the right direction so far. So, tell me more about it, John. In reference to the book, it seems like the book is written, everything is done, the cover is ready, and I guess a pro editor reviewed the book as well so far.
I'm sorry, I lost the last part. You dropped out.
I'm saying that I assume that a pro editor has reviewed the book in terms of
Yes, they've
accepting the
been through
mark.
it. The book's, it's solid, yeah.
Okay, all right. Do you have yourself an author website?
But I mean, I still, want somebody to be invested in it and know what the heck's going on so they can promote it properly.
No, we will have to proofread the book, all right? This is our process
Right,
whenever we
right.
publish a book, all right? It's either written from our side or not, right? We do proofread the book just to make sure that formatting is up to the mark. There is no, mistakes, no errors. You know, there are a few silly mistakes people don't notice, all right, while they're writing the book. So just need to make sure
Right.
everything is up
Yeah,
to
I
the,
understand that. But it's more about them knowing what is going on with the book in order to,
Absolutely.
to do the promotion properly and what
Absolutely.
other.
This is exactly how it is. Absolutely, 100% correct. Our marketing team would review
Okay.
that.
Right.
I'll tell you the plan. In fact, let me go and tell you the plan, how our marketing works, so you and I will
Okay.
be on the same page. Okay?
Yep.
Fantastic. Now, in pre-release marketing, it's very simple. First of all, when you would send the book to us, we'll proofread that just to make sure that everything is up to the mark. Then we would create
Right.
social media pages for the book. If you have some already, that's fantastic. You would hand over the access to us. If you do not have any
Right.
pages, no worries about it. We'll create that from you from the scratch. That would include pages for Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to start with. Accordingly, we go ahead and create your account on Amazon as well. All right. Simultaneously, at the same point of time, the team would be working on Amazon account. They would optimize the account in terms of your keywords, which will be used for the book, in terms of author profile
Right.
that will be maintained for you, and everything would go up and up on Amazon. Once that's done, we would go ahead and put our hands on the teaser. In the meanwhile, we are creating a teaser for you because teaser takes time. It takes at least 20, 25 days for us to go and prepare a perfect teaser that would go online for this book. A 40, 45-second video that would give a little brief about the book. All right, you might have
Right.
seen teasers
And
for 5 minutes.
all the I mean, I've most of the ones I've seen are just awful. I mean, they're really low. I mean, it's not even worth bothering.
Are you speaking with me over the phone?
What's that?
Are you online right now while speaking with me over the phone?
Yeah, I am. Yes.
Okay, because I do have a few here, you know, t-shirts that we have created for our clients. But I would like you to have a look at them. They will give you a completely good idea of what we can come up with. You know, that will give you a complete idea of our quality.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're online, you can open up YouTube and search Noom Book Writing on YouTube, the company's name, and you will see our channel.
YouTube. What is it, Noom?
It's Noom Book Writing. If you want me to spell that for you, it goes like G.
Yeah.
Noome, then book writing.
Gnome.
Indeed. Space book. Space
okay.
Write. Write.
So it's gnome. Gnome book writing.
Gnome book writing. That's right.
Okay. All right. Okay.
What do you see? Do you see the first page as a channel?
Yeah, I do.
Fantastic. If you just click on it, it's a new channel we have created. You know.
Well, I'll take a look at those. I can take a look at those later. I've got another call coming
in.
Just giving you access,
this is what we have created. If you get it on the road, they would give you a better idea of how, you know, what type of teachers you can expect from us. They won't be awful. All right.
Okay,
we have good sales on them. So don't worry about it. I tested it proven.
I mean, I don't even understand how they think that, you know, they're presentable. I mean, they're just really not good. And look, you know.
I have no idea what sort of teachers or what sort of companies you have been through, sir, because Noom Book Writing is one of the top 10 marketing companies of 2022 so far. So I'm quite confused that, you know, you might be dealing with a company which is not based in U.S. or you're maybe dealing with a company, you know, which is outsourcing its work because.
Well, that's the most frustrating thing is we don't know, as writers, we don't know who we're dealing with. And, I mean, everybody promises things and, you know, we have to throw all this money out and the delivery doesn't happen. So that's why it's really hard to know who to trust.
See, any U.S.-based company, be it Lizard or not, all right, they would give you the service for sure because they cannot, stand in the market more than a week if they don't give you services, all right? So what you're telling me is you're not getting services at all. So this seems like this company wasn't based in U.S. Either they were outsourcing their
work. I don't know. We don't know.
What was the name of the company? Do you mind me asking?
The last one. Let me see the last one. I'm dealing with. I'm still trying to get my money back from them.
Okay.
They are called Superior Writing Hub. SuperiorWritingsHub.com. We didn't even get that far. They haven't even done anything they promised. And I was frustrated with them.
This seems like a very new name to me. Superior Writing Club.
I know. Yeah.
Or Hub.
Superior Writings Hub. Yeah.
Okay. I do see a Facebook page of theirs and just 30 people talking about it. That's it. 600 likes.
Yeah.
Which could be random again. But I do not see their website. Okay, I'll look for this. Seems like a new company because I've never heard of it. I'm an author myself. I've been writing books, all right, from 13 years now. So I maybe, have been through multiple firms when I was initially doing my book the first time, you know.
It would be so helpful. I mean, and, you know, because there are so many people like me who just don't know who to trust. And, you know, and if I have like 5,000 writer friends on Facebook and, you know, nobody knows anything. If there was one company that, you know, could stand out, I would think they would get, you know, just an incredible amount of referrals from one good process. But I have a hard time finding anybody who's had any good success with a marketing company.
I'll show you our results for sure. Let me just go and wrap up the process for you very quickly. Then I'll share the results.
Okay, sure.
And the reputation of the company, what we have been ranked as, how we have been ranked as, in which years, and, you know, how good we are. So I'll share that with you, too. So in reference to the process, we were on the process, I guess I was telling you about the teaser. So we created the social media page.
Right.
Created your your Amazon account. Now we'll be working on the teaser for you. Once the teaser will be ready, we'll go ahead and upload your book cover, your teaser, and a coming soon banner everywhere. on your social media accounts, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, everywhere, of course. Post your video on
TikTok or YouTube Shorts.
Yes,
any of that stuff?
About to come up with that part. Okay. YouTube will
those
be
are the new
where
thing.
It could go on. Vimeo would be another channel where it could go on. And again, it will be marked as it's coming soon. You know, the book will be launching
okay,
soon.
Right.
We'll try to create hype in the market with the hope of the teaser that there's.
And what is the lead time on what's your in your ideal lead time for that for the pre-launch process? Is it like 3 months or 6 months or?
Indeed, minimum 3 months to start with. Minimum
three months. Okay, that's what I was basing
it
on. Okay.
That will take at least I would say 40 days, 40, 45 days minimum to be very short. And after that, it goes through the QA process. Then our marketing team does an analysis research on in the market that as per today's era, you know, what are the creative things that we can do to go and make this book sell? All right. Well, what are the tactics that we can
It's a little – it's difficult because it doesn't really fit in a, you know, a broad niche. I mean it's really – I've had a hard time finding keywords to fit it. I mean, there's just really nothing like it.
Well, we have a secret sauce to implement on this, so don't worry. We'll do
okay.
this. We have no idea what's coming.
All right.
And plus, we do, and you have an edge over here by using us, is that, you know, there are a lot of people out there, thirsty new readers out there who are looking for new books. So what they do is they sign up on Amazon, they sign up on multiple platforms, all right, to get a news feed or maybe to get an update if there's a new book coming in. So we have got, you know, 2 million of almost emails out there and database out there to whom we'll be running emails throughout the process. So social media marketing, teaser marketing that we talked about, email marketing, and SMS marketing will be part of the complete pre-launch, all right? Email marketing to people who are looking for new books out there, so we have much more chances that we'll convert a lot of sales from there because when we did that earlier for other genres, it was successful for sure. And SMS marketing will be generic. That would go to everyone. For example, that if you're looking to buy a new book, if you're looking to buy a book for children's book or anything that is of course, eye-catchy and appealing, you know, you can press Y or maybe reply with yes, and we'll go and update you on this. So that's how it goes. So there will be a generic email marketing, SMS marketing campaign that we will run to new people out there who are looking for new books, who are interested in kids' books.
Okay.
So we'll have to target all that audience first, line them up, and then things will be moving forward. So after 3 months, the marketing process will start, all right? You can say after 50, 55 days, not exactly 60, you can say that. And approximately 3 months, we would consume for the marketing to, you know, continue. That means for the 3 months, the pre-launch will be going on. All right, there will be different things that we'll be implementing throughout the process, posting every twice a week on multiple platforms, social media platforms, writing blogs about it, writing articles about it, creating postcard designs that we will distribute to people who are signing up first. You know, this is a tactic that if you want to buy the book first, you will get a free bookmark with it.
Right.
So those are the tactics that we'll be implementing.
Well, I also have a companion book that goes with it, so that's something we can offer.
Impressive. I would need your output and your feedback in it throughout the process. We're doing anything to share that with you. You would give us an idea that if you have something else in your mind or you have something else that you want to add in it, for sure, open up.
Right.
The most, your ideas, our ideas will compare together and then the solution would come out, all right? So we are looking for you to go ahead and give your inputs in throughout the process, be it any part, be it when we're creating a website or be it when we're creating a teaser. So we'll be sharing that with you time to time, how far we are going ahead with it. And what will be our goal? Will be our goal will be to at least get you 2,500 pre-bookings before we actually publish the book. This will be our goal. So in 3 months, we'll be catering. We'll be looking at to target at least 6,000 to 7,000 people, out of which we expect that 2,500 people, maybe 2,800 people would buy the book easily. So that's our minimum goal that we're looking at. And once the book would be published, after 3 months, we are expecting that to come in December. So once the book will be published, then we would actually continue the marketing for 3 months more if you like the work, which I'm sure you would. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the results would multiply itself. Now, the best part is that we are taking care of the marketing from a manner that it's going ahead in an organic way. So tomorrow, even if we pause the marketing, you would still see sales coming in. It's not that we will pause the marketing and there are no sales after that. It's never like that. When marketing will be paused, there will be people that will be referred to your book, all right? Word-to-mouth marketing is really important in this industry. For example, if I am an author and if I have 20 different authors sitting with me in the same room, So if I read a book and if I shout out there's a new book in the market, out of 20, 15 would take interest in it. Same way, if they read a book, they refer that book to us, to me, or to maybe any other author that's sitting with them. So word-of-mouth marketing in this industry is really important that we will have to go ahead and make sure on. This is the key to success, where you would see sales coming in even after the marketing is paused for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's the most important thing. For word-of-mouth marketing, the content needs to be up to the mark. The illustrations in the book needs to be up to the mark. The cover that you have sent in so far looks excellent, so we won't be touching that. But so far, what you have done seems good. Now, we'll continue the remaining things, and we'll go ahead and do the pre-launch, have the things taken care of. And, of course, when you like the work, when you would see, you know, the book is getting results, you are getting sales out of it, all right, we will talk on more, which is 6 months marketing, maybe annual marketing once it's published, post-marketing, okay. We're talking about.
Right.
Okay. Now, the good part is that if you make minimum 5,000 sales, all right, 5,000 sales in this 3 months,
mm-hmm.
The best part is that your book would automatically climb for getting recommended to NYT's bestseller column. So that's the best part. You need to make at least 5,000 to 6,000 sales in 10 days as soon as it's published, okay? And your book can be referred to NYT's bestseller column to make it a bestseller.
And what column? I'm sorry, I'm missing what you're saying.
No problem.
It will be what?
I'll take it from the beginning. NYT, the New York Times bestseller column, has...
NYT. Okay.
NYT, indeed. Has, policy...
Sure.
That if a client or if any book is getting published, all right, on a certain date,
right.
And if he's making, at least 5,000 to 6,000 sales in 10 days, automatically that
okay.
book becomes, goes under the
right.
recommendation to become a bestseller with NYT. So this is the best
okay.
part. And if this thing happens, the best thing is that every publisher out there, be it Barnes & Noble,
right.
be it Amazon, be it Harper & Collins, they would start taking your book and they would try to print your book and, put it in their stores to make, to sell copies out there. So results
sure.
are really important. So we'll be, catering. At least we'll try to get you maximum sales, of course. But our goal would be to get you minimum 2,500 to 3,000 sales. And if we hit more, the advantage is what could happen.
Okay.
Any questions?
Now you said it's 3,000 or 5,000 for the New York Times?
5,000 minimum.
5,000. Okay. So that's really the goal for that.
Indeed. That's the goal. If you want to run in that direction.
And that's after launch from the launch day to the first 10 days from launch?
From first day, the sales need to be made in 10 days from the date it's launched. You're right. So the
okay.
pre-bookings
right.
that I was telling you about, they would hit in on the first day as soon as the book is getting
okay.
launched. Because they're already pre-booked, right? People have paid for that.
So those count, the pre-launch count towards that.
Of course.
Okay.
This is the tactic. You got the tactic now that it's we are marketing the book for 3-4 months, all right, to grab out clients over
right.
there. And one day, as soon as we publish, we get 2,500 sales, 3,000 sales in a day. So bingo. That's what we are actually looking at. And if we
right.
continue the same momentum, if we get more sales on it, and if we cross the barrier for 5,000, automatically you're in a win-win situation.
Yep. All right.
So that's the plan. Now, tell me if I'm
yeah,
making
yeah.
anything is a question for you, anything which is not making sense, anything you want me to repeat?
No, it makes sense. That sounds
okay.
good.
Fantastic. Now, the pre-launch, what we offer over here is quite an expensive thing because, of course, we cater almost everything that needs to be done for you. Website designing, editing, proofreading, publishing, marketing, creating teasers, everything. So it's a bit expensive thing. But since you're running some good promotions over here, I can offer you
a discount. Well, I do a lot, too. I don't need the website. I don't need the publishing.
Okay.
There's a lot of things that I've already done.
Okay. This is what
it's mostly marketing.
So I can give you the cost for the remaining. Have you created the website already?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Can you give me the URL for the website if I can have a quick look?
Well, it's got an old work on it, so it's not updated yet, but I can send that to you.
Okay, no worries. How about
it's being updated.
No worries.
No, I haven't done that.
You haven't done that. Okay.
Well, I've done simple ones, but it's not what the quality that I want.
No worries. No worries. That's an up and up. How about...
But I mean, any kind of artwork or, merchandise, something like that. That's what I do. I'm like the graphic designer and marketing manager.
Yes, of course.
So I do all that kind of... I've done that stuff for 20 years. So.
We will use you for that, of course.
Any kind of artwork or anything, I mean, I could provide for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, that sounds great. And so I guess we can use you for creating, you know, banners for Facebook.
Yeah,
or...
everything. Also, I narrated the book too. I'm an audio book narrator, so there's also audio version. There'll be audio available.
Mm-hmm. Later down the road, this will be the plan. All right, once we would see
okay.
some free bookings on this, all right, we would you know, work on this to create an audible version out of the book because it sells a
right.
lot. All right, so if we are
right.
moving toward that part, that's also good to go. An audiobook version, it depends on you. But if you want to do the voiceover, you want to hire someone for the voiceover, so that's doable.
It's done. It's already done.
It's already done. Okay, so the audiobook
yes.
is ready, the website is ready, and the teaser
yep.
you have done so far. How about the social media pages? Have you created some already?
I have the accounts are set up. I don't have any. I've cleared them, so you know they're ready to start the pre-launch posting.
Oh, I guess you have created your own personal account, but the pages are not there yet, like a specific page for the book.
No, there's no information yet.
Okay, no worries. That's up and up. And
yeah.
moreover, what
I mean, I hate to cut you off, but I got another business call coming in a couple minutes. Would you mind emailing me your proposals or whatever
okay.
information you want
it's
to send?
It's the last
to me.
Part before we're about to talk on the cost.
Okay.
You want me to call you back? You can attend the call.
Then I got to go back to work after that. So it would either be tonight or tomorrow.
Okay, I can.
Unless, like I said, unless you want to email me information and we can continue
from there.
I will
email you first after we end the phone call. And any good time, I can call you tonight.
Tonight's kind of tight. I've got meetings and I'm playing tennis. So, it'll probably be tomorrow lunch.
Okay, tomorrow lunch sounds good. No problem. I'll go ahead and forward you an email with all the information
okay.
and have a look at it. And I'm sure there will be a good thing. One more thing I wanted to ask you, John,
yes.
is in reference to your budget. Any specifications, any limitations, are you open to quotations?
Well, like it depends on what you're offering and what we can negotiate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was just trying to confirm that if you're limited to a certain budget. Or maybe you have something, some numbers in mind. This is max you want to invest.
Well, I can't tell you that.
Just confirming. Not an issue.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding you. I'm kidding. No, I don't know. Like I said, if it's good, I mean, I like you've given me the best presentation I've had so far. So
thank you.
Yeah, I mean, if it'll work, yeah, I'll do.
I'll tell you one thing. See, the tactic that I've actually told you, it's completely tested and proven, all right? If I am confident that I'll get you 2,500 sales, so I am confident on that. I mean it, okay? This will
right.
be a game.
No, I understand, like I said, but you have to – everyone says that, you know, all the companies. I've talked to a dozen of them, and they're all promise everything. It's just, like I said, it's really hard for somebody, a new person, to trust somebody, you know. You have to throw out a lot of money.
I completely agree with this part. I'll tell you one thing. See, five fingers are never equal. If someone has done something wrong in the market, you know, of course, it does not mean that every company will do the same thing. Now, the most
right.
important part is that you need to review the company, all right, before you go ahead and make any type of decisions or pay for it. This is what I recommend you. So for this, what I'll do for you is I'll go and forward you some links over the email once we end the phone call. That
are you on Better Business Bureau?
We don't need to because Better Business Bureau is a paid service. So we don't need to be.
Okay.
To be very, you know, I'm sorry.
But
I'm
you have some other services that have
yes,
reviews.
Yes, I'll give you links that could show you, you know, links to news channels.
Okay.
Or you know,
okay.
EIPN News has launched us as one of the top 10 marketing companies back in 2021.
All right.
All right. And back as top 3 book writing companies in 2022. So I'll give you the links for that you can review. And
okay. That'd be great.
To our TrustPilot account where you can read the reviews, and I'll give you links to our Facebook, Instagram account where you would see followers. So, of course, a legit company would be able to do that only. So have a look at it. We'll give you a better idea, and we'll then talk about this tomorrow lunch and
great.
Find something for you. Okay?
I appreciate it. Thanks, buddy.
No problem, sir. If anything is missing, do let me know over the email.
I will. Have a great day.
I appreciate that, sir. Do have a nice day. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.